Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back on this nice sunny but crisp Friday afternoon. I'm getting ready to head up to DC. I got four shows at the DC Improv this weekend, but we'll get there. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, for, you know, downloading, streaming. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, enemy, coworker. Just tell somebody about my podcast. Like, hey, this dude talks shit for about 20 minutes. He rants about stuff. He talks about his son. It's cool. And I appreciate it. So please, again, tell somebody. All right. I guess I'll start with my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that he's going through. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small. And last week, it took me about 40 takes to finally get that episode. I'm sorry if it wasn't the best episode, but it was just, I don't know what it was. It was just so hard for me to nail it down. This is my second take at this. I'm trying to convey myself in a thoughtful manner. So I'm just, it's taken me a while to get to say what I want to say, how I want to say it in the most effective manner. So it's been taking some takes. So I appreciate people tuning in and listening. But anyway, sorry, back to my milestone. Went off track there. So I say all that to say, I did so many takes last week, I can't remember the milestone. But I will say this week, this is his last day of school for the year, and he is not excited about the Christmas break. Why? Because he wants to go to his math power-up class. I asked him, is he looking forward to a break? He goes, no, I'm going to miss math power-up. I'm not going to get my packets. I want to go to school. And I'm like, what kid would rather go to school to do math packets than be off for 2 weeks? My son would. So me being the dope dad that I am, contact the teacher. Hey, Miss blah, blah, blah. Miles is going to miss his math power-up. It's a concern for him. Can we please get some packets and send them home? So hopefully today, Miles will come home with some math packets. And if not, guess who's going to be making math packets over the Christmas break? Me. So I'm going to be Googling second and third grade math worksheets for my son so I can staple them together 5 sheets at a time so he can feel like he didn't miss his math power-up. That's a tongue twister. Miss math power-up. So yeah, I got a nerdy kid, man. And he would rather go to school and do math than have off 2 weeks for Christmas. He said he's not even excited about the day because of math power up. How insane is that? I think I said this before. I had to threaten to buy this kid a bike and go outside. But he likes being outside. I will say that, but it's just, so you're getting a bike. I don't want a bike. You're getting a bike. It's weird. But, yeah. So that's the milestone. He wants to do the math. All right. This will be my second attempt at this. I saw where I went awry. But here's what I'll say. This whole impeachment thing. I know people are still talking about it. You might be sick of it. I'll give my 2 cents. Hopefully it won't be that long and I'll be done with it because I'm trying so hard to not really do it online. Here's the thing. You got to back up. White women are still mad about grabbing by the pussy. Black women are mad too, but the numbers just, we just don't have the numbers to really make a huge dent. You know, we can yell and scream. People can hear us, but we ain't really making a dent, man. We're like 17% of the population. But they are being heard. But women are still upset about the grabbing by the pussy. Because for most candidates, for almost any job, you will be done. And that's one thing you got to learn, you got to know about women, man. It's just like, women like to do nasty shit, but they don't want their shit put out there like that. You can't make women feel, slut shaming. You can't make women feel like hoes for doing shit you like. Or them allowing you to do shit to them that you like. and they cool with it. You can't bring that shit up. It's just like back in school, man. If you were messing around with somebody and you told your buddy and she found, it was over with. It was done. But that didn't happen. And that's why they're pissed off. That's why they started going after everybody else. Because I felt like if his campaign would have ended and somebody else would have got elected, there would be really no Me Too movement. They felt betrayed. That's what happened. Y'all betrayed the white vagina. That usually shuts shit down. Like, oh, he said this about you're done, and it didn't work. And that's really never happened. That's really never happened. That's why they started exposing all these weird, creepy motherfuckers, from the weird dude all the way up to the fucking monsters. That's why they started going after everybody. Some of these dudes should have been gone down a long time ago, but for some reason, man, it's just like they felt loyal. They go, you know what? I don't know why they felt loyal, but then after this shit happened, they were like, you know what? Fuck that. We are not going to be quiet anymore. And that's why they just started telling on everybody. They never wanted this dude in office. You fucking betray white women, you are fucked. I'll say that. And he really didn't help himself either. He really didn't help himself. Now, that's why they've been after this dude so hard. It's because women are upset about the grabbing by the pussy. You have to recognize that shit. If it would have ended, none of this shit would have happened, I don't think. At least not on this timeline. Not on this timeline, I don't think. But, so, this was funny to me about the whole thing. GOPers claim to love the founding fathers. They love the police, law enforcement. They love the military, free speech, all this type of shit. But as soon as it doesn't work out for them, they turn their backs. GOP, right? Love the framers, the founding fathers, geniuses. You know, they would brag about how they impeached Clinton and the system works. And you see, this is how it's supposed to be. And da 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 da. They were so smart. Now what happened to Trump? Impeachment's a joke. They're sharing memes. It's all fun and games. It's all laughing. Right? Oh, man. We love the police, man. We blue lives matter. All lives matter. You know, y'all treating police like shit. I can't believe this. Black people, we just like, hey, man. Police brutality is real. These people can't be trusted. They're doing awful shit in our communities. Oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. FBI investigates Trump. Oh, FBI can't be trusted. Law enforcement is so shady. These guys have it out for them. Really? You love the military. You know, Cap kneels. Oh, that's this piece of shit kneeling, disrespecting our military. But yet, you can still somehow quote unquote not agree but support free speech when you got people carrying Nazi flags in the streets of America. You're not condoning it, but it's free speech. But you got a lot of shit to say about Cap. You know, a lot of shit to say about Cap. It's free speech when it comes to Charlottesville and white nationalism. It's all free speech. I don't agree, but it's all free speech. That's your stance. That's your stance. Facebook, just a quick sentence. I don't agree, but this is America. Kaepernick, you got a whole fucking 15-inch post about how he's a piece of shit and he should be thankful and he ain't really, he white. What does he know about racism? He's privileged, even though privilege don't exist. Right? You love the military. Cap disrespecting the military. You know, give it up for the vets. The vets are this and that. We need to help homeless vets. We can't help all these refugees. You're not helping them. One Army Lieutenant Colonel testifies, and it's not flattering for your boy. Y'all send this motherfucker death threats. I thought y'all loved the military. I thought y'all loved the military, man. What happened? You really have no loyalty. It's just like you talk about how all these institutions, all this stuff is great, and people need to show respect. But the moment it doesn't work for you, you turn your back on it. Dude, I saw a video. There's a dude. You're supposed to be the defenders of democracy. There's a dude. I saw a dude on a video. This motherfucker thinks that his whole family should succeed him. What kind of shit is that? I'm telling you, if this dude, if they started talking about unlimited terms or a third, you would be all for that. But it's like, I thought y'all hated dictatorships and socialism. He would turn this shit into that immediately and you wouldn't even care. But I will say, I understand both sides of the argument. He was trying to do some shady shit. He got caught and it didn't look good. And with all these weird testimonies and all these documents, it got all the water got muddied, and I get it. It's just like you're not really clear what happened, but you know some shady shit happened. And I just really wish at least a lot of GOPers would have the balls just to say that shit. Just to go, hey man, what you doing right now ain't fucking cool. It didn't work out. Nothing really happened. These people got their money. But with all this other shit you got going on in the background, that shit don't look good, bro. You might want to cool it. I would respect that. But they won't even do that shit. All these people, they're fucking pussies, man. They want to keep their jobs. And these are the same fucking people that when it comes to like sports or something, and they see like, oh, LeBron James is getting this much money, this wide receiver is getting this much money, but these other two players in that team are leaving because they don't have enough money because this one guy is his salary is so high. These are the same people who are just like, how come this guy just can't give a couple million and keep the keep the team together? Why can't you just fucking maybe possibly lose the next election, but you can sleep better at night? You want people to give up and sacrifice millions of dollars, sacrifice shit that they want for the betterment of the team, but you won't do the same thing because you want to keep your fucking job. That's the thing, man. We're so quick to see the hypocrisy of everybody else. We don't see it in our own selves. And what you're also telling me, too, with this whole impeachment thing, like this other friend of mine, he reposted this long-ass bullshit about how, like, you know, yeah, he might say things that are wrong, and I don't agree with everything, but this is all based in hatred, and, you know, I stand, this is like, really, man, come on, man. This is the route you want to take now? So it's just everybody, and you know what? I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. And I even said earlier, yes, there are a group of people that wanted out for this motherfucker from the get-go. I get that. But let's not act like people can't, you know, separate the two. And it's funny to hear GOP people talking like that. Because all I hear is just like, basically what I have been thinking throughout the entire Obama administration, when I heard like, I don't have an issue with him, it's just the policies. It's just, I don't like his I don't have an issue with, it's just like, all right, so, but here we are, 9 years later, now you're saying that, oh, people can't separate the two. They hate him so much, it has nothing to do with his policy. They never wanted him elected. Anyway, it's just like, well, you never really wanted Obama to be president. So basically, are you finally admitting 8 to 10 years later that you hated him for racial reasons or other reasons, and that had nothing to do with his policy, since you're now admitting that people just can't separate the two? Please tell me that shit, so that way me and other black people don't think we're fucking losing our minds and that we're crazy. Why is it everybody else can separate? You can separate the two. You know, like when it comes to police shootings and all, I don't see color, really. You don't see color, but yet today I see, you know, the little white kid with his MAGA hat get beat up, and this is outrageous. I thought you didn't see color. Where's the outrage when it's a white kid? I thought you didn't see color. You're right. Kids shouldn't be getting beat up at school. They shouldn't be getting jumped. But I also believe kids don't need to be fucking wearing political shit to school. You're 14. You can't vote. No one gives a fuck if you support Trump. No one cares. You're 14, right? No one cares your opinion. Why are you letting them wear the MAGA hats? You don't care about these fucking kids that got shot in schools. You don't care about Greta. But you want me to fucking cry about this shit or be upset about this kid? Why should I? That's a lot of your fucking problem. It's just like you've heard the saying, you got to give respect to get it. It's the same with people's struggle, man. You got to respect people's struggle for people to respect yours. And that's what a lot of white people need to fucking understand. No one's going to respect their struggle because a lot of you haven't and won't respect other people's struggle. Now it's your turn to go through some shit. And you're just like, what the fuck? No one cares about us? You're just like, we're like, yeah, man. Welcome to the shit show. This is what we've been talking about. You can't. To me, it's just like, say you're a prison guard, right? And you treated all the inmates like shit. You beat them up. You fuck with their food. You didn't let them sleep. You're always harassing them. They complain, and you were like, hey, if you weren't in here, it wouldn't be a problem. And then you fuck up, and then you end up in the system in that same prison, and then you get treated the same way, and then you look at the inmates like, man, this fucked up. Ain't this fucked up? They'll look at you like, nigga, you used to do this shit to us. You think we feel bad for you? We don't. We told you you were a piece of shit, but you didn't want to listen. Now you're being subjected to the same shit, and you want to complain, and you expect people to fucking listen and be empathetic to you when you were the inflictor of pain and suffering? That's not how shit works, man. That's not how that shit works. And that's what's going on with a lot of this shit, man. Yeah, a lot of y'all got too much fucking ego. You're used to being on top. And it's like with any group, most people are shitty. Most of y'all are shitty and haven't accomplished anything. You're resting on the laurels of a few good white people. And you think that speaks for you. You want that. You want that to speak for you, but you don't want to own up to any of the negative shit. But, you know, you want all the good shit. You like that guy who's always like, oh, you can't lump all white people together. That's not fair. And then in another argument, you talk about how great white people are. And like, we invented the microchip. It's like, bitch, you ain't invent shit. He did. I thought you couldn't lump all white people together. But when it comes to inventing shit, all of a sudden, you had your fucking chin over this guy's shoulder, helping him fucking solder semiconductors on to a piece of plastic. No. You weren't. You had nothing to do with it, right? Just like, hey, you had nothing to do with slavery, so you can't take fault for that shit. Nigga, you can't take fucking credit for a goddamn microchip or a fucking airplane. Or the roads or the other shit that you didn't help build. That's your fucking problem. You want all this fucking credit, but then when it comes to some of the blame, man, I ain't got nothing to do with that shit. But these microchips, we're white. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. All right. Jesus Christ. But I say all that to say, I get it. I get both sides of it. What he did or tried to do, the shit looked shady. But it got so muddied and murky that people were like, I need more concrete evidence. We all know some weird shit happened. And people need to acknowledge that shit. Now, should he be removed? I would need more concrete evidence. All those people he told not to testify, I think that's weird. You know, and honestly, from any right-wing white people, I don't want to hear about how black people don't want to listen to cops and conform to orders and participate in investigations because your law and order president did none of that. Y'all always tell us, well, hey, if you got nothing to hide, why are you running? You look innocent. I mean, you look guilty. This motherfucker look guilty. He didn't comply with anything. So I don't want to hear anything about how black people don't comply. We don't like the law. Because after this shit, you have no fucking moral high ground to talk to me like that ever again. I don't want to hear the shit. But I'll be at the DC Improv this weekend, 7:30, 9:45, Edna Lounge, and at Big Hunt, 11:30, both nights. There's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. Peace.